water temperature is 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Shore wind is 300 at 5 knots.
The ship is a bit smaller than the Coast Guard cutter Alex Haley, which is docked right across from the exploratory vessel at the end of the pier. The Okeanos Explorer is operated by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It's in Alaska as part of an international effort called Seabed 2030 to map the entire seafloor by the end of the decade. Casey Cantwell is the operations chief for NOAA Ocean Exploration and guides tours aboard the vessel. She says the crew discovers new things almost every time they launch an expedition.
We have better maps of Mars than we do actually of our own ocean. We know so little about the deep sea. As a whole, we know very little about the ocean. We're still learning every day, but particularly the deep sea is largely unknown and unexplored.
Colin Little is an officer of the NOAA Corps and captains the ship.
Standard helm, kind of a Mario Kart helm, right? That's left and right, just like a car.
Little has led the ship for over a year now. He says expeditions usually range between 3 to 4 weeks before they shore up to restock on food, like fruits and vegetables.
Some of these places that we're going are super far-flung and hard to get to, so there's a lot of transit involved, and it's just getting the most bang for our buck is instead of getting there, being there for 2 days and coming back, it's like, let's be there and stay there for 20 days.
While they're at sea, the crew has access to satellite internet anywhere. They use it to keep up with loved ones on land, but scientists also use that connection to publish their data for the public online. Thomas Morrow is a physical scientist for NOAA. He's part of the team that reads and compiles data as it's published.
On our website, it is updated daily, so every day that we are out and we collect new information, that new data appears, and you can actually watch our expeditions live in real time.
That new data can include information about any new species they find. Scientists also publish temperature data as well as drafts of the seafloor maps they're creating. Those maps are primarily generated via sonar that can scan a spread of around 10 kilometers in some depths. But that isn't their only tool. The Okeanos Explorer is also equipped with robots capable of diving about 6,000 meters. That's nearly 4 miles below the water surface, or about as deep as Denali is tall. One of the robots is about the size of a small car. It has arms to collect samples, as well as cameras and lights to find deep sea flora and fauna, or even explore caves on the ocean floor. Cantwell, the vessel's operations chief, say they never get tired of exploring, and that it's a dream job for anyone interested in careers in marine science.
One day we'll be diving on a shipwreck, the next day we'll be on these beautiful coral gardens, the next day we'll be on a hydrothermal vent, the day after that we'll be diving on a steep wall looking to see if there's been any slope failures. It is really, truly incredible.
The crew expects to finish their adventures in Alaska this fall. Their next expedition will take them to Hawaii next year. Aboard the Okeanos Explorer, I'm Brian Venois.